Six passengers from a cruise ship where a deadly hantavirus outbreak started earlier this month have begun their three-week quarantine in Perth. The group, four Australian citizens, one permanent resident and one New Zealander, landed at RAAF base Pearce, about 40 kilometres northeast of Perth. They've been transferred to the nearby Bulsbrook Centre for National Resilience under police escort, where they're quarantining. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler says this is one of the strongest quarantine arrangements for passengers from this cruise ship anywhere in the world.
Most countries where passengers are being repatriated, countries like the US, the UK, most European countries, are quarantining in a central place, whether that's a centre or a hospital. They're repatriated passengers for 2 or 3 days and then allowing those passengers to return home. We have taken the decision to take a stronger approach to quarantine arrangements than that, because we are determined to ensure there is no risk at all of any transmission of this virus into the Australian community.
He says further arrangements are being organised beyond the 3 weeks, as the incubation period for hantavirus is about 42 days. The crew who were on board the repatriation flight will also quarantine at the facility for at least 2 weeks. The World Health Organisation has stressed the outbreak is not the start of a pandemic. Mr Butler says the WHO's advice about the outbreak globally remains unchanged.
There remain 11 confirmed cases of hantavirus, tragically 3 deaths associated with those 11 cases. And it remains the case that all of the cases that have been identified around the world are from people who were on the cruise ship Hondius. There has been no ongoing transmission of the virus detected anywhere in the world so far.
So what is hantavirus, and how concerned are authorities about this recent outbreak? It's a group of viruses carried by rodents. It can be found in some areas of Europe, Africa and Asia. Dr. Margaret Harris is a public health specialist who previously worked at the WHO. She says it isn't a particularly infectious virus, but it can be very serious.
In the Americas, there's a strain called the Andes virus, which has caused limited human-to-human transmission. And that's really the concern here. We saw a cluster back in 2019 where a farm worker went to a party and I think 29 people got infected and close to half of them died. So we know that it can cause a lot of trouble, and that's why there is a lot of concern about this particular outbreak.
It can take up to 8 weeks for symptoms to develop. There's no widely available vaccine or specific antiviral treatment for hantavirus infections. Treatment is supportive and based on symptoms such as hospital care and respiratory support.